All right. Hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. Welcome to our very first show. I'd like to introduce Keely Rager, my co-host. I'm Kate Doherty. And today with us, we're going to have a special guest from Marion County Services by the name of Ryan Freeman. However, right now, kind of want to talk to you about why we decided to start this crazy radio show, which hopefully you enjoy, because we really do intend to talk about everything. Right, Keely?
Everything.
All right. So back in 2011, we started an organization called Down Country, and it was designed to be a rural awareness and education initiative. And we send people to national and international conferences. And along the way, we discovered there were conversations that we weren't having that we needed to talk about. And that's where this radio show is coming from. And first off, we'd like to correct one of the biggest misconceptions. Down Country isn't just about Down syndrome. It's about all of us having gifts and maximizing those gifts. And we use Down syndrome as the voice for all of us. And we see it and individuals who learn and live life outside the box as a tremendous asset to our community, because good reading intervention is good reading intervention. Good home support is good home support. Learning and living and loving together is how we become better. Keely comes to us with a background in independent living at the adult level. And how about you tell us a little bit about that and your experience there?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to understand that everyone does have a voice and they need to be able to use that. You and I have had conversations about this numerous times, and I think too many times we want to protect instead of prepare. I think that we don't allow people to live outside that box. We want to make sure that they are safe. But when we do that, we don't allow risk. And there is dignity in risk. And I believe everyone needs a chance to reach their full potential for living as independently as possible in the community and being a part of the community, not just living, but being of the community. I think they need to be out doing things, living, playing, working, everything that we want to do. You know, because one day it could be us that we maybe have something happen.
Well, actually, it will be us. By the
right,
very natural
absolutely.
Process of aging, every year you get a little bit older. And, you know, as a senior citizen, I want to be able to be in my own home with full self-determination to the fullest extent that is possible when I'm 110, just saying.
Because no one wants anyone taking control of their life. And yes, there are times you're going to have to put in things sort of like a safety net. However, you can be in your community, in your home, doing the things you love and want to do and still be supported. There are so many different resources in our community, so many different ways to do it. And I'm really excited because I think this show is going to showcase those resources and hopefully give people a better idea of possibilities.
Oh, yeah. And that's what it's really all about. And also the part, this is a whole community. Our children are adults, whether they quote unquote live life outside the box or are whatever that word typical is, because I have yet to meet a typical human being. But really, like, just actually having the conversations out here in the open so that we can all begin to understand each other. Because the reality is, somewhere along the line, as a people, we've quit having quality conversations. We have a lot of arguments, and we certainly have a lot of opinions, which are like deer ears. Everybody has one, and most of them stink. But the reality is, hopefully this will give us a chance to have a conversation about the way we can help people live independently and about the way we can fully help individuals with physical or intellectual or developmental or whatever their ability level is, fully maximize their full self-determination and access to the community, period.
Absolutely. And I think this is a good time to just reiterate that this conversation, our hopes is that the conversations we have here will influence the conversations you are having in your home, in your workplace, in your community, and hopefully we start a ripple effect, because we want people talking about these things. We want people thinking about things differently. It doesn't have to be the same old, because I know a lot of people are afraid of change, but I'm telling you, that's where it's at. That's where you start seeing the beauty in things, and I think that we need to open our eyes and allow people to spread their wings.
Yeah. And the other cool part about this is just this season alone, we will have people coming from Asha to Pratak, from Autism Society of America, from the Learner Conference, from the National Down Syndrome Congress, from the ISTE. We've got Ryan here today to talk about the Buddy Walk, which is local, because that's the other piece of this. Here in the tri-states, we're country, and we're proud of being country. And you know what? Part of the philosophy here is when we talk to our neighbors, talk to our friends right here in our little heart of the woods, we can make our community better. And that really is what's starting this particular conversation about. It's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything.
I think that's what's really amazing about the tri-states and the country community, the rural community, is we love our community. We love the people in it and everything about it, and we want to make it better. So what do we need to do that? Yeah. So I think that's a good place to maybe jumpstart into.
Well, you know, and I think the other piece of that, though, is when you look at that, you need a willing heart and helping hands.
Absolutely.
I mean,
no,
that
yeah.
really is what you need in order to enact change and to help our neighbors. And I think too often we put this label on people or organizations, and we say, oh, well, that's not for us, that's for them, or, well, that's not applicable because that's only for those people. And I think we have to kind of do away with those labels, because we're all here together. You know, there's that wonderful slogan, disable the label. And I think that is, because it's not about special ed or general ed or nursing home versus this is about each of us and
well,
and
people
all
don't
of us.
Get involved until it affects them personally most of the time. Let's just be honest about that. I mean, unless you have something affect you or an individual close to you that is affected, you usually don't get involved. So, but I will also say, on the other side of those things, sometimes people don't know where to start and how to get involved. So I hope that we can help them know how they can dip their toe in the water or jump in with both feet, either
way. Well, you know, Keely, actually, I'm really glad you said that, because the very first national conference we went to, the reason we went to it, to be honest, was because of our son, because we kind of had a situation that happened with people who we love, and they didn't know what to do, so they just chose to do nothing. And truly, I have to say that it opened our eyes that you're right. People don't mean to do harm, but they very often don't know what to do. They don't know how to begin a conversation. And so, because as grown-ups, we aren't like kids. Kids, you know what? Kids are awesome, because if they see someone who looks or lives life a little differently, they'll go up and ask a question, or they'll approach, you know. And it's so often, because sometimes I'll see a mom in a grocery store shush her kid, or a dad, you know, oh, don't ask that question. Except the thing is, that's the beauty. Ask. Ask those questions. It's okay.
And I think people need to hear that. I think they need to know that it is okay, because so many times we are taught, be polite. Well, come on. I mean, you know, times have changed, and we also, I mean, yes, be nice, be kind, but people want you to ask. They want to know that you are inquiring about their life, or that you want to know them. And I think that's really important. I think people need to know each other in their community, and that means everyone.
Absolutely. And I think you're right. I think you said that, but I think when you said that about being polite, for individuals who live life outside, you know, I think it's very important to understand it is polite when you ask. When you ask, hey, I'm sorry, I don't know. Do you need some assistance? Do you not need assistance? I'm sorry, I don't know. You
right.
know, I'm not
right.
familiar. Nobody expects you to know everything about XYZ, ADHD, autism, you know, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, mental
health. Do you need
help
or do you not need help?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to ask.
Absolutely.
But be sure and ask, because they may want to do it themselves.
Absolutely. I'd say 99.5% of the time if they can do it themselves.
Absolutely.
And anyway, so here in a little bit, we're going to have Ryan come back, and hopefully we're going to talk about the Buddy Walk.
We're going to let him talk?
We are going to let him talk.
Sorry, Ryan.
Thanks. I've just been sitting here the whole time like, when's my time?
Hey, I
sit
know.
Here.
We get going to roll.
Well, it's you know, it's the very first show, and we're learning as we go. But we're excited, because hopefully we can make the connection on why the Buddy Walks are important and what it means actually when you show up to attend some of these events, especially right here in the local area. Because I can't stress enough, it does matter. Your presence matters, and we're very appreciative of that. So, all right, we're going to take a break. And right now it's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything, your Sunday morning delight.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568 or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Hey, it's Josh and Brock, WGEM Sports Center. And by far for me, Brock, some of my favorite baseball memories, those conversations I had with my dad when he was coaching.
I hear you. And for me as a dad now, there's nothing better than going in the backyard and just tossing the ball around with my daughters.
Write down your favorite baseball memory. Drop it off the entrance of the Quincy Mall by noon on June 17th.
You could win 4 tickets to a baseball game in St. Louis plus hotel stay or 4 tickets to a game in Chicago plus Amtrak tickets.
We want to know your favorite baseball memory for Father's Day.
For contest details and official rules, go to shopquincymall.com.
Show you love and smile a mile at the Buddy Walk hosted by Marion County Services June 10th, 9 a.m. to noon, Nipper Park in Hannibal. The post party hosted by Down Country at Lazote Lounge from noon to 2. Free food, music by Joey Ray, Bloody Mary, and Mimosa Bar. For those who show up to smile a mile and show they love at the Buddy Walk. June 10th, 9 a.m. to noon, Nipper Park. For more information, visit mcsdd.com or call 573-248-1077. All right, we're back. Hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything, except this time we're going to let Ryan Freeman from Marion County Services tell you all about this awesome event we have coming up here, right here in the Tri-States on June 10th, the Buddy Walk.
And first of all, I have to say, forgive me for my voice because I have a cold, so I will do my best to be on the radio and speak well. But anyways,
I think you sound husky. I think there's a lot of women out there who are going to want to date after this.
I am
sexy,
married.
Raspy voice. Gotcha.
You will have to fight my wife. And she knows karate. So, yeah.
All right, ladies, he's taken.
Yeah. The Buddy Walk has been going on here in the Tri-States in Hannibal for 5 years. I have done 3 out of those 5 years with Marion County Services. And it's been incredible. You've seen every year if you come, it grows. Every year, there's more community members joining. There's more walkers coming. People with disabilities. People without disabilities. It's for everyone. And it's great. Well, we have barbecue. We have live music. It's just a one mile honor walk. So it's not like you got to train for a 5K or anything. You know, it's 6 laps down at Nipper Park in Hannibal, right on the river. Willing that it doesn't flood.
It's not going to flood.
Yeah,
no. It's going to be beautiful. The weather's going.
And it's in June 10th. It's on a Saturday. It's 9 to noon, so it's pretty easy to go to. We will have a keynote speaker from Reese's Rainbow, which helps with adoption.
Awesome.
Which is super, super cool. And it's always growing. When I started, we wanted to pick a new location that was really in the community. We say we're for the community. We say we're for integration. We say we're for helping to break any superficial barriers between, and I'm doing finger quotes, regular people and people with developmental disabilities. And so we need to be visible. We need to make a point to be visible. And like you mentioned in your earlier segment, this isn't a those people problem. This isn't a, oh, I don't have that, so I'm not a part of this. We're all part of the community. You live in Hannibal, you're part of Hannibal. You live in Quincy, you're part of Quincy. You live in wherever, you're a part of it. And this is a part of your community. So when you show up, you're there for a good time. You're there to meet your neighbors. You're there to meet the person that stands in line at the grocery store. And you're there to have fun. And you're there to enjoy the music and eat the barbecue and mingle. Yeah. And do
that
it.
That sounds fabulous.
Yeah, right. I mean, who's going to argue with barbecue and free music, yeah. You know?
And learn together. And I think, yeah. Don't you think it's important for people to understand, when you show up to this buddy walk, mm-hmm. you're also showing you love. You're really showing you care.
Yeah.
You know, about your community, about individuals, about, you're showing that you're willing to learn.
Nothing says more than a warm body actually there. You know, talk is cheap. You can say, I agree.
Actions speak louder than
words. Yeah, yeah. You can say whatever you want. You can put a bumper sticker on your car.
Gotcha.
You know, but actually coming and actually mingling and actually, you know, making relationships. That's what's going to be the difference.
Kate and I actually had that conversation not too long ago about showing your love, and it's all about showing up.
Yeah. Well, it
you definitely your presence.
Love is a verb, as everybody knows.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And there is no other way to demonstrate it.
Well, and the cool thing about the buddy walk is there's no age limit. Bring your babies in the stroller.
Yeah, people come with strollers all the time.
Toddlers. And you know what? Here's the best part. If you've got a little person, there are people there who will happily help you carry that little person or manage. And you know, there's fun things for kids and
We're going to have games. We're going to have yard games, and we're going to be giving away prizes for that. There's going to be a 50-50. So if you want to come win some money, you try your luck, you know.
We went last year, and my daughter met Emily Trevathan from Twisted Juniper. They were doing yoga on the yard, so we are now yogis. And because of last year's buddy walk, my
Kate's
daughter
kids can bend in ways I can't.
Yeah. Me neither.
So it is a good time, and I think it's important for people to understand exactly what you're saying to your fellow community members when you show
up
to the buddy walk. You're showing you love.
Sure.
And actually, this year we added on, I'm excited to say, Downcountry, if you show up to walk, or if you sponsor, or if you're a vendor, or if you show up just to cheer on a walker, you are going to get a free pass to Lazote from noon to 2 with free
I love that place.
Food. Mm. Oh, it's fantastic. It's at 323 North Main, Hannibal, Missouri, and April's going to have food out for us. We're going to have music by Joey Ray. We're going to have a Bloody Mary and a mimosa bar. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be just a really good time. So if you're a vendor, if you're a sponsor, if you show up to walk, if you show up to cheer on friends or come and make new friends, hey, we're going to have a great time at the event and following the event. So, but hey, how long has this buddy walk thing been going on?
Well, our walk has been going on for 5 years, but I know that with the National Down Syndrome Society, it started back in 1995, I believe.
Wow, so it's been going on a long time. I mean, and it's across the country. It's a major event in many different cities. I know St. Louis has one. Although you guys are the only the buddy walk here in Hannibal is the only buddy walk you're going to find in the entire tri-state area.
And I was kind of surprised.
I did not know that.
Yeah, when you go on to sign up, and anybody can start a buddy walk, which is really cool. But there is a 50-mile radius because they don't want to, you know,
sure.
But that encompasses the tri-state.
Yeah, easily.
Hannibal's location.
Easily.
That is the tri-state area demographic. It's a 50-mile radius.
So if anybody's wanting to get involved and start up their own
buddy
walk.
We're unique because we do ours in June. Most of them do in October because that's when the Awareness Month is.
Yeah.
So we're unique in that aspect. But, you know, it's nice weather down by the river, you know.
Yeah, well, and the other piece of this is while this is, he used the term National Down Syndrome Society, and while this is going on around the country, I want to make sure everybody understands, where's the money stay? Because this is important.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the money.
Yes, we're talking about community.
93%
of everything that comes in, whether it's t-shirts, whether it's walker fees, whether it's vendor fees, whatever it is, donations, we've had tons of charitable donations. And if you want to donate, feel free to give me a call at 573-248-1077. I'm extension 109. I'm Ryan Freeman. I'm over at Marion County Services. But 93% stays here at home.
That's an awesome amount.
Yeah, we give 7% to the Down Syndrome Society, and that furthers their national efforts everywhere. But 93% stays here at home.
Yeah, and I think that 93% is a huge number, and I think people really need to know that, you know, because it's important to know when you give money, it's important to know where it's going and how it's being spent. And so I think the thing that everybody needs to realize is when you support this buddy walk that is only here, right here in this tri-state area, it's 93%.
Your money's staying here,
and it's helping our people.
And what that looks like when I say it stays here, it means that it goes to our our homes we have for individuals. It means that it goes to our day program for individuals. It means it goes to us furthering integration for them into the community. It means it goes in to assuring that they can have opportunities to go to camp, to be
it's opening doors.
It's opening doors everywhere because sure. that's what it takes. I mean, imagine
child through adult.
When I first started working at Marion County Services for the developmentally disabled, it's a long name, but it's worth it. MCSDD. Mm-hmm. I started working at MCSDD and I started meeting the individuals. I realized that if it wasn't for groups like MCSDD, they'd be stuck at home. I mean, imagine if you were homebound. You had no friends, no connection to the community. You had no way to make any connections, and that was it. And so when I say it goes towards rides and it goes towards day programs and integration.
Transportation,
that means a lot. That
access to community.
Yeah, that means that you can actually be a part of your community that you live in. And mm-hmm. so this is essential.
And I don't know that people fully realize how many people actually volunteer, you know, throughout many of the different community organizations right here in the tri-states.
Oh, yeah.
Developmental, physical, intellectual, you know, you name it, whatever mm-hmm. the ability level is. I mean, they're here, they're volunteering.
We've had grandparents that come and help at our day program. Mm-hmm. We always have volunteers for our different camps that we do, Silver and Gold, You Gotta Wanna. Then we just recently had our prom, and individuals show up in droves for this stuff, but the volunteers, I mean, that's ground zero for making friends.
So mm-hmm. if someone wanted to start and be a volunteer, what would they need to do? What's their first step?
Give us a call. Okay. Because we can hook you
and
up.
And the number again? The
number again is 573-248-1077. You probably want to talk to Kathy Butler. Just ask for Kathy Butler. They'll get you right to her.
Oh, she's going to love you. No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
she
so.
Will love you because
Kathy,
it's going to hopefully
for
flood those calls.
Okay,
you betcha.
So now June 10th is when the buddy walk's going to be. Mm-hmm. And it starts at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. Probably start walking about 10 a.m.?
9:20. We're going to have our keynote speaker first, and then the walk will get underway. We have a ribbon cutting, you know.
And about how long does the walk take?
We cut it into two segments. It takes 6 laps to be a mile there. So we have 3 laps. We'll have a break. We'll have some entertainment. We're going to have Legacy Martial Arts come and do some board breaking, and then we'll have live music. And then we'll go back to the other 3 and mingle with everybody going on.
Okay, and Facebook page, do you want to give the Facebook page or website link or how do they
sign
up?
Sure,
and
sure.
Then we're going to have to cut to a break.
You can go to mcsdd.com.
MCSDD.com.
And you can get all your links, your info there. Look for the Buddy Walk tab, and it'll get you everything you need to know.
All right.
That's
and
awesome.
You can also just show up that day,
June 10th,
down at the Hannibal Riverfront.
Please, please.
And again, this is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything, and we'll be back.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568 or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Hey, it's Josh and Brock, WGEM Sports Center, and by far for me, Brock, some of my favorite baseball memories, those conversations I had with my dad when he was coaching.
I hear you, and for me as a dad now, there's nothing better than going in the backyard and just tossing the ball around with my daughters.
Write down your favorite baseball memory, drop it off the entrance of the Quincy Mall by noon on June 17th.
You could win 4 tickets to a baseball game in St. Louis plus hotel stay, or 4 tickets to a game in Chicago plus Amtrak tickets.
We want to know your favorite baseball memory for Father's Day.
For contest details and official rules, go to shopquincymall.com.
Show you love
and smile a mile at the Buddy Walk hosted by Marion County Services, June 10th, 9 a.m. to noon, Nipper Park in Hannibal. The post party hosted by Down Country at Lazote Lounge from noon to 2. Free food, music by Joey Ray, Bloody Mary, and Mimosa Bar. For those who show up to smile a mile and show they love at the Buddy Walk, June 10th, 9 a.m. to noon, Nipper Park. For more information, visit mcsdd.com or call 573-248-1077. All right, welcome back. It's Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. We've just been speaking with Ryan Freeman about the Buddy Walk on June 10th from 9 a.m. to noon at Nipper Park with the post party at Lazote from noon to 2 with food, music by Joey Ray, and a Bloody Mary and Mimosa Bar. Really excited about that. And
it really is going to be great.
Yeah, and if you want to walk, you're certainly welcome to just show up. But if you'd like to pre-register or sponsor or show you love this event, go to mcsdd.com. And if you like this show, Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything, we invite you to like Down Country's Facebook page, and you can come back and re-listen to all our ramblings,
conversations,
and you can also visit www.upatdowncountry.com where the show will be saved online. But if you have questions, you're welcome to message via Facebook Down Country, or you can email info@upatdowncountry.com.
And I think if people have ideas that for conversations they want to start, I say give us a shout out, because we definitely want to have those conversations that should be had, that sometimes people are a little afraid to start, and we clearly are not. So we're hoping that we can open up a whole new line of communication here.
Yeah, and next week on the show, we're going to have Brooke Kendrick from NEALS, which is Northeast Independent Living Center, and she's going to be talking about independent living in the community, and we're really excited to have her next week.
That's very cool. I think that just plays right in with what you do, Ryan, and trying to break down those barriers, and I just want to say, I think you rock. I think what you're doing, and you know, you're constantly out there pushing this, and I think this is what it's about. I think we've got to have people out there pounding the pavement and doing the things that are right. So doing those right things for everyone else, not just yourself.
Yeah, you know what? And actually, something from the last segment I wanted to touch on. The National Down Syndrome Society does the Buddy Walks, which are the national event. Mm-hmm. And again, 93% of all those dollars stay right here in our
That's
local
impressive.
Tri-state
yeah.
community. That's a great percentage. However, I want to make sure people are clear. There's another national organization called the National Down Syndrome Congress. And these two organizations, the Congress focuses more on education and medical, where the Society focuses more on awareness and advocacy and
grassroots
those grassroots
yeah.
approaches. And so they're both actually grassroots organizations, but I think sometimes people get the two confused. However, as far as where your money goes, they're both fantastic organizations. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited that the Buddy Walk has this for our tri-state area, with 93% of the dollars staying right here. That's great.
Sure. And this is a great opportunity. Come down, bring your family, bring your kids. It's open for everybody. It's going to be a wonderful time. It's going to be Nipper Park, June 10th, Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon. Come down, enjoy it, and make some new friends.
Yeah, you know,
get involved.
Get involved.
You betcha.
That's right.
Get involved.
Well, and I think, you know, that's the beauty. When we get to know each other, and you know, it's why it's so important for kids to have exposure to all different types and walks.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Because, you know, as children, we're so open and receptive. And as adults, we have a tendency to close off. We really just aren't as cool as grown-ups as we are as children. I like kids much better than grown-ups. But I think we can all learn. And I think when you show up to events like this, again, you do show you love, and you show that you want to be part of the community. And I think more importantly, show that everyone matters.
Sure.
That, you know, each of us is a gift. Each of us can learn and live independently. And for each of us, you know, the beauty of that self-determination looks wonderfully and beautifully and radically different. And that's just a great gift, irregardless of your quote-unquote ability level. Now you have me
now
doing
doing
the
finger quotes.
All right. So, hey, please be sure and tune in next week. From 7:30 to 8 right here, and listen to Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. We welcome your show ideas. You can share those on Facebook at Downcountry, or you can email info@upatdowncountry.com. And we look forward to the Buddy Walk on June 10th at Nipper Park.
Thanks, Ryan.
Adios. Thank you.